Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Good morning and welcome in. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer here at Cabana, what, 7 or 8? Here at Stadium
Four.
At Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas, Nevada. Not a cloud in the sky. Josh Peterson's here with me. Josh Hodson's back in studio. He looks like he's ready to go. Josh, good morning. You got your Braves gear on. You look great.
Well, thank you. I mean, not opening day for the Braves today, but it's still the holiday, so I will still observe it.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out by that with the two cancellations we've had in Major League Baseball on the Major League Baseball slate for today. We got wiped out of some what would be like morning games here in Vegas. So the first game is going to start at noon our time, 2 your time.
Right, tragic.
Sad, but I'll be ready to watch. I got my Royals jersey on. Sorry if you can't see us. You know,
no,
but
you guys look great. We can see you just fine.
Yeah, so we're a little tucked back inside the cabana today. We got some wind going on.
Yeah, we brought the wind with us, Josh. It's going to be windy here in Vegas. Very sad.
Really? Because it's, you know, 50 and sunny here today.
Oh, weird. It's going to be like 70 and sunny here.
Yeah.
I think it's 50 and sunny right now at 8 a.m.
You don't want to get too hot, though. So.
We got sunburns in just very isolated parts of our bodies yesterday, given where we were sitting and what we were doing. The left side of my face is wrecked.
Oh. Not so much here or here, but right here.
A portion of my arm and a small portion of my left leg got sunburned, and that's it.
Nice. So what, we are go ahead, Josh.
What'd you guys do last night? You get after it?
All right, so that's a good way to start.
yeah.
You know, the boys were the vibes were so good yesterday, and then I think – you know, in the afternoon and evening, it kind of all caught up with us, you know, paired along with the sunburn. We did take a loop around Fremont Street.
We did.
Got some good people watching in. A lot of shirts that said a lot of things on Fremont Street here in Vegas.
Okay.
Dude, I almost tweeted it out, but then I took a picture right before the show started of us hanging out. But I'll tweet it out later on. Josh, I got a picture of a guy last night wearing a Dodgers hat and a shirt that just said, "Liberals suck," which made me laugh so hard. And then in front of it, I'll tweet it out right now, there was this, I don't know what it was. Is this like a trash can that says badass magic tricks?
Yeah, I think that's where you put your tips.
You put your magic?
You put your donations in there.
Put the magic inside?
There was a group of people they were going to do a choreographed dance of some sort.
It was to Thriller.
They were playing Thriller really, really loud right in the middle of the street. And they weren't moving or making eye contact with anybody. But if you would go and put a couple dollars in their little hole, then they would just move a little bit.
Yes, they microtransactioned breakdancing.
And so eventually you would, I think they did a full dance, but it probably took a certain amount of money to get there. But I got a little wiped out on the blackjack table.
Oh, you were having a rough time.
Yeah.
Because of the whole $2 situation.
And the weird cat thing.
It was, what's the movie, Josh, where the kids say $2 a lot? $2.
Better off dead.
Better off dead. That's what it felt like. I should have made that joke last night at the table. I totally.
Sad.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if any of one there would have.
She definitely wouldn't have.
Yeah.
The lady.
The dealer.
Yeah, she was struggling with the whole flipping of the cards.
Yeah, I mean, we were actually playing at the Golden Nugget, which we've now realized that there's plenty of better options to play right here at Circa, but we went over and played at the Golden Nugget for a couple minutes, and that's really all that it lasted. You know, that was kind of it. Got killed on this weird game of blackjack and came back and Then we the boys found ourselves a little sleepy.
Yeah.
A little sleepy.
Josh, I checked my phone this morning to see the last time I conversed with Happer, because I knew that it was like 5 minutes before I fell asleep. 8:35. 8:35 oh, wow. Here in Las Vegas. I was very tired.
Body is not adjusted.
I went right to bed.
I don't think I fully adjusted to the new time zone because I woke up from a cold sweat at 5:30.
Here?
Like, yeah. It's like I would be up by now.
Yeah, 7. That's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Yeah. But I woke up like I'm late.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I went to bed at a normal time for me, and I woke up at a normal time for me. So, you know, it's just everything has moved earlier in the day. Yeah. That's the harder part. It's like I'm waking up at the same time, but I'm working at a different – I'm talking at a different time than I normally do.
It's awesome. Go ahead.
I would say the good news is my laptop hasn't adjusted to the new time.
Oh, that's perfect. So Nick's on Central time.
Somehow you know what time it is.
Good.
So we're excited for the basketball. We're excited for the baseball. Our basketball will start at 4 o'clock our time today, which is another reason why we are currently in a beautiful, beautiful time zone.
It's very, pretty nice.
Very excited about it.
Yeah.
I did place so we did the thing. You know, Circa has an incredible sports book.
They really
amazing.
Do.
An incredible sports book. Gigantic screen. I mean, what you're seeing here at the Stadium Swim is just like the ancillary sportsbook location.
Yes.
But inside, I think the screen is probably bigger somehow.
Oh, yes.
And wider.
It looks like an IMAX screen.
And, you know, all the sports games going on there at once, but the live odds and, like, the Circa's very, you know, curated, awesome look of how they give out their odds, which is fantastic. It looks great. But we took Nick down to the sportsbook last night, and, you know, we're like, all right, grab the pieces of paper, you know, grab a pen, and start circling some stuff that you like. And Nick went to town. I think you made probably $50 stretch out a long way with your bets.
Yeah, that's what I was playing.
It's a lot of rice dinners.
It is a lot of rice dinners.
A lot of rice dinners.
You better win some. You're going to get more rice dinners today.
I hope my World Series future works out.
So.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about this.
You get a little bit one of the things that happens when you see all these options to bet on things is you get a little infatuated with the odds that say, you know, plus 250, plus 450. Josh, you know the experience that I'm talking about.
When it's plus something and a lot of zeros afterwards.
A lot of zeros.
You love those zeros.
I like zeros.
And so there was a bet on one of the circuit pages that had the World Series exactas, which means you have to pick who wins the World Series and who it was against. And Nick realized that picking either the Royals to beat the Rockies or the Rockies to beat the Royals in the World Series was, yes, Josh, I know, I could see that look on your face, was the odds on it were literally plus 1 million. Literally plus 1 million. And the minimum that you could place on it was
$5.
So Nick took a couple rice dinners up there and he said, I'd like to place five
rice dinners, please.
I'd like to place five rice dinners on the Rockies to beat the Royals in the World Series. And if he wins, he will gain 50,000 rice dinners.
And if I don't win, it's a funny ticket to have.
Look, I'm rooting for this hard, Nick. I mean, first of all, you would be able to pay off some debts, which would be very nice for you.
That would be great.
Yeah, and also for the bit. I mean, we're rooting for this to happen for the bit.
I'm still going to just eat rice.
Go Rockies. Go Rockies versus Royals.
Rocktober! If the Royals make the World Series and they lose to the Rockies, they'll say, you know what, we lost to the better team today. And that was it. We left it all out there on the field.
What series of events would have to happen for that World Series to take place?
Well, Shohei Ohtani would have to be banned permanently from baseball. the Braves would have to have some sort of serious scandal.
The Rapture might have to happen.
Ooh, the Rapture.
Yeah.
Has any of those things happened? I feel like when I'm on a trip sometimes, because my wife texted me this morning about Diddy, who we have not discussed yet on the radio.
Oh. And his mules?
She was like, this Diddy story is crazy. And I was like, has there been more? And that there hasn't been more. So I was like, okay, good. I didn't miss anything. But Josh, if there was anything that happened last night from 8:30 Pacific time until right now, 8:30 Pacific time in the AM, please do let us know because we need to get caught up on the news.
I actually do have one for you guys.
Oh, perfect.
I would like you all on your phones to pull up the tweets of John Bishop.
Oh, I did just see this.
Whoa, let's see.
Oh, boy.
I would like to discuss this.
John is wading into politics town.
We did have some correspondence with John last night because we thought he'd be interested in some of the shirts that we saw.
Yes.
We saw
the stores.
You know what? I'll say this. Phrases and words that I don't really see in society anymore, they're on shirts in Vegas. If you want to see those shirts in Vegas, they're there.
Cancel culture hasn't come for the shirts in Vegas.
It certainly is not.
John Bishop. I'm not going to dive into politics, but this is so ridiculous. And coming from an elected official, it needs clarification. These are teams arriving for the NCAA tournament. I know this for a fact because I was on one of those planes and buses. Be smarter, America. Apparently, an elected official in Detroit, Trump endorsed, by the way.
Classic.
Had some theories on what the buses and the planes arriving to Detroit were doing. Matt said, happening right now, three buses just loaded up with illegal invaders.
Oh my God.
At Detroit Metro. Anyone have any idea where they're headed with their police escort?
To shoot three-pointers.
What a great bit by Matt Maddock.
Better invade the paint.
Are we sure it's a bit?
Well, I mean, no. It's actually probably not a bit at all.
But have you read his profile description?
No, go ahead, Nick.
Trump endorsed. Ranked most conservative state representative.
Most conservative.
Freedom Caucus, anti-communist, husband of Michigan's most wanted Republican.
Wow, there's a lot going on there.
There's one good
take. I want to know
there.
Who his wife is.
I can pull that up.
Yeah, that's who I'm curious about.
Michonne Maddock.
Yep. President Michigan Conservative Coalition.
Mm.
Exploding emoji.
Mm.
2020 Trump elector, heart emoji. Ultra MAGA Trump original, exploding emoji.
Wow.
Wife of State Representative Matthew Maddock.
That's a lot of fireworks. Jordan says, illegal invaders is what I call Creighton fans when I see them in Lincoln.
They get off of their buses and they have their police escorts.
Got to build that wall, am I right?
Where are they going?
Dion says, why do we have to listen to vacation talk instead of sports talk?
Oh, we're going to talk sports.
Jesus.
Whoa, Dion, no. Is this a bit?
Dion, we have 7 hours today.
We're talking about Creighton going to the Sweet 16 in Detroit.
Yes.
That is a sport.
Yeah, and apparently Detroit doesn't want them. They think they're illegal immigrants.
Get them out.
So we're not on vacation, Dion. This is a work trip.
Send them back to Omaha.
We're working, Dion.
We do have plenty of sports talk coming today, though. We have many topics. If you'd like to throw a topic our way,
yes. Just
use the hashtag, as Josh Peterson started it, topic alert.
Topic alert. Hashtag topic alert.
And at various points during our 7 consecutive hours of radio today, we'll pop in and say, topic alert!
Topic alert!
Topic alert!
Yeah.
And we'll take some of your suggestions there, so that'll be good. And we have some stuff planned as well, which will be fun. I do wonder if Greg Maddux will stop by at some
point. Greg Maddux or Frank Thomas might stop by.
I want to get Greg Maddux on this couch and have Josh ask him questions. That sounds fun to me.
That sounds dangerous.
Dangerous? He pitched for the Braves and the Cubs.
What if Frank Thomas was right here? What would you ask him?
I'd say, man, you used to be in a lot of commercials.
We would definitely talk
still
for
is.
5 minutes about how he was dead.
But, Frank Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it like to be dead?
Yeah, the internet killed him just a few weeks ago.
Do you feel like that's a part of cancel culture? Run amok.
But, yeah, we're excited to be here. There will be a little bit of vacation talk. I'm sorry, Dion, but there will be sports as well. They're cleaning out the pools, getting them ready to go for today. It's a big day over at Stadium Swim.
I'm excited to see what today is like.
MLB given the opening day.
Yeah, got all the basketball. I think I might do a little parlay action on the hoops.
Hell yeah.
Tonight. Ooh. I think I might do a little four-teamer on the results of the games.
You're going to do them all?
A little four-teamer,
go
wow.
Arizona, UConn, North Carolina, and Iowa State?
I don't know if
I'm
picking all of those teams to cover. Trying to figure out
pick them all on the money line. That'd
yeah, I could do
yeah,
that.
Just do some straight bets.
Yeah, but it's fun if you want to do it on the spread because then you can make more money. I like the more money aspect of it. I don't know who I'd like to cover that San Diego State game. I know UConn's winning by a billion against everybody right now, but at some point it's going to stop, right?
I agree. This is a good take.
Oh, that's right. You have a topic. Hashtag topic alert.
Topic alert. Topic alert. At some point during the show, we'll talk about the reception of one Dan Hurley, who has been nonstop saying things for the last couple weeks.
He definitely speaks.
So plenty of stuff coming up, including our regular guests, Jacob Adilla, who I believe is in – no, he's at
Where is Jacob?
He's in Lincoln. He was at football practice. Am I right, Josh?
Yeah, everyone's very excited about the slinging of the football for some reason.
Yeah, Josh, you'll have to keep a close eye on this because I haven't seen any videos of Dylon yet today, which is a little concerning to
Where's
me.
Dylon?
Hashtag Sorry, Jacob. We're not Dylon? Talking. Yeah, we're not talking hoops anymore. We're talking about football.
All right. So Padilla will join us at 1:30. Just so we're straight, that'll be 11:30 our time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which time you were talking about there.
11:30 our time.
Don't worry, I still have Central Time on my computer.
All right, you can help us out.
The people who are listening are in the Central
Time. They don't
get
it. Yeah,
so
yeah,
they're like, we don't care that you're in Vegas at a cabana.
No vacation talk.
1:30, and Michael Bruntz will join us at 12:30 today. And then we'll extend that into unsportsmanlike conduct, and we'll be on until 5 to get you off for basketball.
Oh.
Where it'll be Clemson and Arizona right off the bat.
Arizona! At 4:09 here, Happer. Yes. At 4:09.
6:09 Central Time.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice. That is the lineup powered by the Rooferies, John Higgins WeatherGuard. Also, expect a top 5 Vegas movies from Josh Odson today.
Yes, I spent too much time working on it yesterday afternoon.
Now, I'll say this. It did generate some buzz yesterday on Twitter, the things that you left off the list, which is kind of, I don't know that people completely understood that you were tweeting the things that you left off the list.
There was some confusion, yes. Left to right, top to bottom, letters, they form words. It's called reading.
Hard to argue with that, Josh.
We'll have Josh's odd news, and we'll do the whole thing today. We are live at Circa Stadium Swim here in lovely but a bit breezy Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want to hear any stories, pop in with the topic alert, and then we'll jump into that. But we do have some sports coming up on the show today. We'll take our first time out, and we'll come back, and we'll fire things up. Don't worry, Dion. Sports talk coming your way on the Connor Happer Show live from Stadium Swim in Las Vegas on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.